be worship of your children or your desire to have a family. The same principle applies to your money, which is also a resource to be used wisely for God's glory. Seeing this will save you from making an idol of the money you spend or save. Most important, you need to know what your own life is for. You are not a machine that exists for production or a soul that exists for pleasure. You are a special creation of Yahweh, made in His image and for His glory. That's why the way to find and fulfill your purpose is to become a worshipper of Him. Take a few moments to ponder this question. Has what you do for God become more important to you than the Lord Himself? That's idolatry, worshipping what should be used. Using what should be worshipped. The second dimension to idolatry is attempting to use the one who should be worshipped. When God invites us into a relationship with Him, the instinctive response of our fallen nature is to think that a relationship with God could be very useful. After all, God is very powerful, so think what He could do for us. We could ask Him to protect our country, give us health and prosperity, bless our families, grow our church, and generally make our lives wonderful. So we come to think of God like Aladdin's genie. An ex